You guys always give me crap about this, but I love it so much. I want to play a little audio for you guys involving two of my best friends in the world, EA and Creighton.
Yes.
Best friends.
Best?
Well, Creighton? Maybe we can quiz you tomorrow on your best friends, Creighton and
I love them.
EA.
I listen to their podcast every week. They host their podcast, Turn Off Your Mics.
Turn Off Your Mics, the podcast.
Featuring EA and Creighton. And anytime EA does something, we like to thumb through it and see if there's anything interesting in there. He's an interesting guy.
Hey, there's been plenty of golds throughout the years.
He leads an interesting life. Now, last week, or the week before, I guess, the scuttlebutt around the station was the big fight between Travis of The Invasion and Matt McLaren of The Invasion. But little did we know that occurring on the Turn Off Your Mics podcast, there would be a fight that I think it gets even more heated than that. And this fight between these two guys, who also host Mavs Beat here on The Ticket, is in regards to the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
Now, this fight goes on for nearly an hour.
What? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
And if you don't know the style of EA and Creighton, they are constantly yelling at each other about everything. It doesn't matter what they fight about or what they're talking about. It's going to be a heated discussion.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
So the most I've heard of their podcast is stuff you've played for me.
You're welcome.
And it's always, yes, thank you. And they're, you're right, they're always fighting.
Always.
Did they know each other before they worked together here?
No.
Because I can't imagine just doing a show with someone. Like, if I met you, Sean, 2 years ago,
right?
We get a show, and then we just start yelling.
Yeah.
It's pretty
funny.
Like,
if you're best friends with somebody, I get it. If you're busting balls, I couldn't do this.
This feels like performance art.
It is, but it's not performative because they absolutely are
they
legitimate.
Hate each other.
It's not, you know, ESPN's, you know, Skip and Shannon fighting where it's manufactured. They just pretty much disagree on everything and they fight. And I wish that we had an hour to play everything because there's a lot of good clips in here. Some of my favorites that we aren't going to be able to get to today is they hit the highlights of a married couple where they start bringing up the style of fighting where they start, EA will go, see, you always do this, Creighton.
Yeah.
Every time we get into this, you start doing this.
Heard that.
And then 5 minutes later, Creighton will bring up, well, I guess, I don't know, this is like when you brought this up last week when we were talking about it. Bringing up stuff from old fights.
Little jabs.
There are a couple. But to get things off started on a lighthearted note, before they got into their Mavs discussion, EA wanted to let everyone know that he was having stomach troubles that morning.
Oh, no.
And he was telling everyone about the 30-minute fight with diarrhea that he had.
Oh, no.
And I just want to play this piece of audio real quick because this is him describing the noise that occurred in his stomach that let him know he should go to the bathroom.
Finally, about like 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm fast asleep. I wake up and my stomach's like making this noise. I'm like, what the fuck is that? and I'm like, and so you know when you go try to pass gas.
Oh no. I don't want to know what happened after that when he tried to pass gas.
I
would say it was a fail. I will say it wasn't gas.
I got a picture I can show
you.
Oh
no, I'm good.
EA would have fit in on the poop cruise.
I don't. No.
Do not trust a fart.
I absolutely love the noise he makes.
Like, what?
And which, by the way, be prepared. They have no problem cursing either.
No.
Okay. So let's get started here. So they start talking about the Mavericks, and fundamentally, their fight is about the fact that EA wants to move on. He wants to trade Anthony Davis, trade Kyrie, start the rebuild around Cooper Flagg.
So he's playing the role of Bob.
Right.
In this
argument.
Sure.
You just made
They're
EA's,
very similar. They've
made
been compared
EA's
many times.
And Creighton wants to take a more here and now approach and
like
build around who's here. And this is where a few minutes in when they've been fighting for a bit and things start to get heated. Oh, here we go.
Leader of the team. Yeah, and that wasn't because he was a scrub. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. Was Anthony Davis not good before he got hurt?
on the two games.
I don't care. You're arguing. Then argue that they're not healthy. Don't argue it's because they suck.
That's one of my main
Then
said,
don't say it's because they
I never saw it. Crazy. Listen.
No, you literally said that.
I didn't. I said the two major problems I have was because of health and because of age. I never said
after
that
you
watched.
After I pressed you because you were saying,
I said,
do you think they're talented enough?
You can go back and watch the tape, and I never said
You know what? We just talked about it.
Yeah, I said wash, meaning as in age and injuries. Those are major concerns.
Do you think
and we're going to put all our eggs
in that basket. Your argument must so you must think that Kyrie Irving is going to come back and suck.
By the way, that is a common theme too, where
what happened?
One of them will say something and the other one will immediately twist it and gaslight and be like, "Oh, well, you think Kyrie sucks if you don't think he's going to be the MVP."
So I've listened to Mavs Beat on the weekend before.
It's not like that.
I don't hear that tone.
It's not like that on Mavs Beat.
And this is different. This is minutes into the podcast.
Minutes into their Mavs discussion.
Is it typically EA starting the fire? Because just the way I see it, I don't know. I haven't seen it in full context.
The problem is with the
Creighton
two of them,
is just does Creighton ever start this, or is it mostly EA is the one gaslighting?
The problem is whenever they're fighting, they both just walk into the studio with their guns pointed at the other one. They never have like a cordial discussion. It's always, let's just go ahead and get into the fight.
Okay. No foreplay whatsoever.
We did get a visit from the EA Owl, which we're always a big fan of.
And rebuild.
Because
what's wrong with rebuilding?
No.
You were cool with rebuilding.
One more time is the little flyby.
Rebuild.
Because
what's wrong with rebuilding?
No.
You were cool with rebuilding too?
It's like a baby owl.
We also had underwater EA here, which I thought was pretty good.
We weren't saying that before the ACL tear. Huh?
Because he wasn't going to be the before the ACL tear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to be the before the ACL tear. Yeah.
Well, that's a
lot of noises.
That's a kid running downhill that just can't. It's like he's gurgling.
Before the ACL tear. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fighting. They're in the middle of a fight here. So let's get to the meat of this thing because
we're not even into the meat.
Not even close.
So that's just the
not even close.
Oh, okay.
Not even close. Teaser. Because again, this goes for an hour, and it has all that energy of the first clip that I played. Not the fart one. The second one. It all has that energy where they are just at each other's throats. So this is where it really, really starts to turn the dial to 10 because EA is tired of Creighton's S and vice versa. And EA is absolutely offended that Creighton would insinuate that EA has been championing for Anthony Davis all this time.
Bye.
The reason that Oklahoma City's doing what they're doing is because they don't want to end up like a Boston. The reason we're doing what we're doing is so we don't end up like a Boston. It's the whole point. It's the whole point.
Are you done?
You're killing me, Smalls.
No, because I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I don't agree with you. And you can't handle it.
You can't handle the fact. I don't know why you're upset about.
I'm upset.
No,
you're upset.
I don't know why you're upset that the Mavericks landed on a generational player.
I'm not upset. How many f***ing times do I need to tell you that?
And
seriously.
The fact that.
Seriously, no, it's getting annoying.
You know how many
now.
Teams would.
No, that's getting annoying now.
You know how many teams?
It's getting annoying. You're not listening. You're just fucking twisting my words.
How many teams would
I
pray?
I already told you 600 times my main issue is Kyrie and Anthony Davis's availability. Okay? That's
not,
it.
Then you should have never championed them in the first place.
Who did I champion? Did I ever champion AD?
You were a fan of AD and Kyrie Irving when they were here. Yes, you were.
Shut up and don't make
never,
fucking
you
lies.
You didn't like AD at all.
No! Are you?
You guys seem pretty.
Wait, time out.
I'm not talking about the trade. I'm talking about.
No,
after.
I never agreed to the trade. I never liked Anthony
Davis. Not talking about the trade.
So I have never said anything nice about Anthony Davis. Are you kidding me? Have you heard? Did you not pay attention during Mavs Beat? Are you f***ing serious now?
No,
you got me angry. Are you telling me that I once ever said anything nice about Anthony Davis?
It's not about the trade.
No.
You're getting misconstrued.
No.
Yeah, it's not. It's not about the trade. I'm telling you, when Anthony Davis dropped 31 points, you don't like that on your team. You do. Who doesn't?
No, I still don't like him on my team because he's going to get hurt.
I'm telling you.
I don't want him on my team. I'm done with Anthony Davis.
And you guys did.
Now you're getting me angry.
God.
See, he's Michael Jordan now? Are you kidding?
Oh, they had a Michael Jordan exchange. I don't have time to play it.
It does feel like Creighton is, when you're comparing the two in this, it feels like he's more of the voice of reason. When he's presenting his arguments.
I don't know that I would give him that, but.
Just of the two. With EA saying he's never liked Anthony Davis. He hates Anthony Davis.
I didn't want him to be born. His mom asked me if I should even let her be born. I said, no.
You're going too far, EA.
I love EA, and I love Creighton.
Of course.
And I know that EA was very public about, and they even had his mom on about how he can't find a
And she's a sweetheart. A
I hope they don't listen to that podcast, because that anger that you heard there, that is a giant red flag for any potential mate.
He gets more angry.
Oh no.
And he starts name calling.
Oh no. I don't trust Kyrie's injury. I don't trust
Anthony. Well, the future you're trying to build is not existent because there's no draft
picks. I like Cooper. I've been saying it. You know what? Also, another thing. If I keep saying I want to rebuild around Cooper Flagg, how does that make me anti-Cooper
Flagg? You can't rebuild around Cooper Flagg right now. You don't have the picks.
Regardless if you can or can't, you answer the question right now. How am I anti-Cooper Flagg if I want to rebuild with him?
Because you keep saying he's not going to be good in his rookie year.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
You said
thing.
Do you think he's going to be
stupid?
Do you think he's going to be good in his rookie year?
Stupid.
You said you don't trust him in his rookie year.
Stupid person. Okay?
You don't think he dropped 20 in his rookie year?
You're a stupid.
If that dude drops 20 in his rookie year, we're going to be just fine.
The Stupids with Tom Arnold.
With Tom Arnold? Is that
it's a great movie. I watched it as a kid. Watch it.
It's a great reference.
Yeah.
Sick watch reference.
You're stupid.
You're stupid, stupid.
Watch the Tom Arnold takes. Movie.
You're stupid.
And I see EA up here all the time. And he's pleasant. Like, he's never upset about anything.
Okay, so we've been on this segment.
You accuse him of liking Anthony Davis, though.
We're 12 minutes into this segment, I believe. I'm exhausted.
And they're about an hour and a half into the show.
We have an hour of that?
Well, their podcasts usually go about 2.5.
Oh, my.
Ooh. And it's that the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you also get
calling each other stupid.
You hear about EA's tummy.
Noise. Like, what the fuck is that?
As EA shuts down the city of Mansfield's plumbing or wherever he lives.
Okay, but listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
That is absolutely the work of an excellent broadcaster. I mean, and maybe tomorrow during the ODEC, I'll play some of the other clips that I didn't get a chance to play.
There's more.
Here at 8:40. Oh, there was plenty more that we just didn't have time for. They were screaming at each other, and Creighton, in case you didn't get the gist there, you're stupid.
Stupid.
Boy, they need couples therapy. That's all I know.
Yeah, but the makeup sex.
Pretty hot.
Pretty hot. Yeah.